And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Over in the United Kingdom, Parliament has just voted to decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth. Under the new crime and policing bill, a woman who ends her own pregnancy at 39 weeks faces no criminal penalty at all. The bill also grants automatic pardons to women previously convicted and wipes their record clean. Labor MP Tanya Antoniazzi, I hope I said that right, who pushed for the measure, has publicly said she is comfortable with women ending her child's life at 37 weeks, well past viability. And meanwhile, back here at home, a new Pew report shows where America's moral needle has landed. 52% now say abortion is not morally wrong. 60% feel the same about homosexuality, while 63% are fine with doctor-assisted suicide. And more Americans say it's morally wrong to be extremely rich than use IVF. The broader culture is drifting fast. There is good news, however. The South Carolina House just passed the Pregnancy Care Tax Credit Act. A mouthful, 95-0. Donors to pregnancy resource centers and maternity homes can now claim dollar-for-dollar tax credit. Representative Stephen Long says it is simply about helping families to get started in a tough economy. And for perspective, South Carolina's heartbeat law led to a 63% drop in abortions in 2024. Laws do matter, although some feel like they don't. In Washington, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy is overhauling the panel that decides which preventative services insurers must cover under Obamacare. Kennedy calls the task force lackadaisical and negligent. Under Biden, the panel built a formal health equity framework around race, gender, and social risk factors. New members are on the way. In Sweden, it appears they may be waking up. After years of handing tablets to kindergartners, Swedish schools are now going back to the books, to paper, to pens. Nearly a quarter of 15-year-olds there can't read at a basic level. Next door in Norway, reading scores collapsed after every 5-year-old was given an iPad. Now 500,000 Norwegians can't read basic text. Turns out screens don't teach children. Books do. Back in South Carolina, a Southern Baptist church is hosting a class on gracism. Yeah, they heard that one right. Graduates have to commit to choosing, understanding, and pursuing diversity. It's a corporate DEI seminar with a Bible sticker on it is what it is. All of this mess started and kind of ended in 2020. Somebody should tell the pastor. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.